Sheriff's Lieutenant Andrew Wright said their incident activity is down a bit since residents have been instructed to self-isolate. He said they are probably seeing fewer traffic accidents. He said the focus for their officers is to patrol and be seen in areas that are still attracting residents, like grocery stores. Among recent cases, officers responded to a motorist and pedestrian dispute on Thursday night, the 19th. A 42-year-old resident said she was walking along a road in Pinebrook with a group, including dogs and children, when a motorist appeared to accelerate as he approached them. The woman slapped her hand on the rear window and screamed at him to slow down. The driver stopped and exited the car, allegedly pushed the woman into a snowbank, and fell on top of her as other individuals tried to stop him. The driver, identified as a 63-year-old area resident, was cited for assault and disorderly conduct. Lieutenant Wright said they want people to be courteous and work together, especially now when stressed-out residents feel the need to get out of their homes and walk around. Meanwhile, it is still winter, and occasionally outdoor recreationists will need help. The sheriff's report said that on the 19th, a 34-year-old snowmobiler was injured in the Hyannis west of the Mirror Lake Highway. First responders from Evanston, Wyoming, transported the victim out of the area by toboggan, and he was taken to an area hospital. And on the night of Friday the 20th, a 53-year-old skier was injured in the Pine Meadows Ranch area in the hills west of Tollgate Canyon. He was retrieved by medical personnel. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.